truly a big honor to come and visit here the Yeshiva Gedoyla and see Baruch Hashem. Choshev HaBochrim Yegeim B'Toyra. Always have Shveh. Hashem created the whole world b'shpil Torah and Klal Yisrael. So the greatest day of creation was Yom Matan Torah. Chazal say Yom Chasun Osoy v'Yom Simchas Livoy shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kaviyachol, the HaKadosh Baruch is the Chosen, Klal Yisrael is the Kala. So we would think, how do you prepare Kala for the Chasna? Maybe Shisha Chodashim b'Samim or b'Tamruki Anashim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu threw Klal Yisrael into a smelting pot, as it says in Dvorim, Kura Barzer, to suffer for 210 years eventually, but condensed 400 years of suffering, of slavery, of Yisurim, Koshim, Umorim. What sort of oppression, what sort of a preparation is that for the Chasna on Har Sinai? So we could understand it like this. We see time and time again that the psukim say, "V'hoitzesi eschem mitachas siblois Mitzrayim, v'ta'avdun et Elokim al ha'har hazeh." The psukim are saying, I'm taking you from under the Siblos Mitzrayim so that you should know how to serve me. Know what I'm expecting from you. Now that you've tasted slavery, you know what the potential of a slave is. You know what avdus is. You know how much an eved can do for his odin. You know what the tviya is on an eved. And what's expected of him. Under what conditions of avdus, of lack of food and lack of sleep and lack of clothing and lack of everything. And to serve Hashem, b'lev v'nefesh, b'yegiyas ha'toyra, now that you know it, that's what I want from you. I'm taking you out of the Siblos Mitzrayim. The concept is not to be like not a slave, just free. But now, to get into Avdus Hashem. And to get into Avdus Hashem with the same yegiyah, the same koiches that when you are Avde Paro. The Zohar says, says the on the posuk which says concerning Abdus Mitzrayim, it says b'chomer u'bilvinim u'bechol avoida besade. The Zohar says b'chomer b'kal v'chomer u'bilvinim libun alocha u'bechol avoida besade da kushia. What is the Zohar telling us? That the same koiches that Klal Yisrael, when they were in Golus Mitzrayim, were using to be Avde Paro, we have to put into a Kal V'Choymer, into a Libun Halocha, into a Kasha, into a Teretz, the Yegiyas HaTorah Ezeh L'Umazeh. And not only that, throughout the generations of Klal Yisrael, if we are Misyageh in Torah, that Yegiya is Mechaper and Poiter Kal Yisrael from all other Yisurim which come from outside. We read a few weeks ago concerning the Luchos Rishoines and Luchos Shnias. Moshe Rabbeinu, when he came back from for the first time of Har Sinai, he saw the Avodah Zarah, the golden calf, and he smashed the Luchos Rishoines. And then Hashem said to him, Psol Lecha. He commanded him to himself to chisel out the second Luchos. Concerning the first Luchos, it says, Ve'aluchos ma'aseh Elokim hema, ve'amichtav ma'aseh Elokim hu. The Luchos and the Ksiva were Ma'aseh Elokim. By the second Luchos, it says, פסול לך שתי לוחות אבנים וכתבתי עליהם. השם is saying, I'll write on them. The ksiva is still from Hashem. But now the psol lecha, to make the luchos itself, is up to us. We have to make it. That's the pshat psol lecha. There's a chazal which says, what was the difference between Kabbalah Satoira by luchos rishoinas, which we lost, and then the second Kabbalah Satoira by the luchos ashnias, which is with us till this very day. So they say that if we had the luchos rishoinas, there would be no shikha satoira, and we wouldn't need yigiyah satoira. The Torah would be mushpa from Hashem to us, like a hashefa, a hashpoa, which comes from above, without any yigiyah. But once we lost the luchos rishoinas, so it's a gather of psol lecha, we have to now work and toil and labor in our learning in order to get the hashpoa, which is the katafti al luchos. Always Hashem is going to kosvem al luach libecha. He writes the Torah on our hearts. It's a hashpoa from above. But now it has to come through our own yigiyah. What is this dependent upon? There's a... The Nefesh HaChaim, Reb Chaim Mevolozhin writes, Ba'ariches, explains that when Hashem created Adam HaRishon, He created him straight. V'yas Hashem Elokim et ha'adam yashar. V'hem ha'bikshu cheshboinos rabim. By sinning, everything became complicated. When Adam HaRishon sinned, everything became complicated. But when Hashem created him, He created him straight. What's the pshat? The pshat is, the Nefesh HaChaim explains, that by Adam HaRishon, the Yetzer Hara was not in him. It was an option outside, that you want to sin, you have Bechira Chofshis, but the Yetzer Hara is outside of you. That's why there, Daka, the Satan came to him in the form of the Nachash. Today, unfortunately, we sin without seeing any Nachashim. We don't need snakes to convince us to sin. Because the Chet of Adam HaRishon caused that the Yetzer Hara went in. He went into us. It's part of us. Till today we don't even know who we are and what we are and who's making the real decisions within us. Because although Pashtus, it says, Lev Chochom Liminoi, Velev Ksil Lismoiloi, the heart of a wise man is to his right and the heart of a stupid person is to his left, which Chazal darshan out to mean that the heart has two sides to it. The Yetzer HaTov, his place is in the right side of the heart, and the Yetzer Hara is in the left side of the heart. So it should be more or less, at least the possibilities to do good or to do bad should be clear cut. Or you're going to the right or to the left. But Chazal say elsewhere that the Yetzer Hara is like a zvuv, a yoshev ben mifsechei halev. There's a connection, a little window between the right and the left side of the heart. And the Yetzer Hara sits like a little fly on that windowsill, jumping from the right to the left, from the left to the right. What's the pshat? The pshat is that by the Yetzer Hara doesn't only work black and white, but the job of the Yetzer Hara is to work to make gray areas, to make a person think that he's doing a mitzvah when he's really doing an avera. That's the avoid of the Yetzer Hara. That's the danger. That's the big nisoyan with the Yetzer Hara. How to see clearly when it's daka and he's pulling you in to think that it's a mitzvah, but really it's an avera. And to be able to recognize it, it needs lots of clear seeing and understanding and his boininess to know the correct way and what to do at every stage. So we see that the Yetzer Hara has gone inside of us, and that's the pshat of Etz Hadat Tov Vera. That from the Chet Adam HaRishon onwards, the mitzias of the whole world is the ta'aroves between the good and bad is all mixed up together. And that's the most difficult thing, to try and see clearly what's good and what's bad and differentiate. Hazal tell us,
So for all those,
for all that time, from Het Adam Rishon till Matan Torah, that was the situation, that the Yetzer Hara was in us. But by Matan Torah, it says, Paska Zohamatam. Klal Yisrael, when they stood before Mount Sinai, Paska Zohamasan, the tumor of the Yetzer Hara left them. And once again, it became like a matzav of Adam Rishon before the Chet. And that's why the Nefesh HaChaim's Midayik, it says, Ba Soten ve'irvev Simchosen, by Matan Torah. Vapshat Ba, where did he come from? From outside. He's not inside anymore. Because by Mamad Har Sinai, he left them. Paska Zohamosan. But by Chet Egel, the Torah came back in again, like after Chet Adam Rishon. That's how he explains the Pasuk, Vehema Ke Adam Avru Bris. The Klal Israel sinned by Chet Egel was exactly like the sin of Adam Rishon, because it brought the Yetzer Hara inside once again. So from Chet Egel onwards, it's a matzav of, again, the Yetzer Hara inside. And this is the connection, we can say, between the Luchos Rishoines or the Luchos Shnius. By Luchos Rishoines, since they were given when Paskas or Hamasan, when the Yetzer Hara left them, so Klal Israel were kli tohor to be able to mekabel hashpos et Torah, and there was no need taka for the yegiya, because they were pure on their own. Memena haluchos maase elokim hema v'amichtav maase elokim hu. Everything is from above. Our situation is pure, like Adam Rishon before the Chet, with no bad in us. And so the hashpoas could come straight in from the Torah without any yegiya, and we would never forget. But after Chet Egel, when Moshe Rabbeinu broke the first luchos, because he saw now it's not shaykh ba'as anymore. The Torah cannot be given anymore by hashpoa automatically. It's going to have to now come through yegiya, because we have to first purify ourselves. Psol lecha. We have to make ourselves the kli royal kabbalah satoira through yegiya satoira. So now it's a different story. Now we need the Yigiya Satoira as a tnai for Yidiya Satoira. Without the Yigiya, we'll never know the Torah. Just to understand this a little more, Rav Chaim Vital writes that when Adam Rishon sinned, the klipe, which is the koiches hatume, were not only misarev in everything generally, but even in the Torah HaKadosha. After the Chet of Adam Rishon and Memela, after Chet Egel, the Torah itself is covered with a klipa. And the Rizal explains that's the whole inin of Yegiya HaTorah, to break through the klipa and get to the fruit inside it. We'll explain it a little more. The Arizal compares it to a walnut. A walnut has four clippers. When it's on the tree, it has a green, soft clipper. You peel that off, you have a very hard, the clipper of the walnut, the shell of the walnut is very, very, you need a hammer to break it. Then once you open the shell, inside you have like compartments also with very sharp and very, thick clippers inside as well, dividing the fruit into different compartments. And finally, the fruit itself has a very soft brown skin on it. The fruit itself is white, the walnut, but it's covered with a brown skin. So we see here you have four levels of coverings. The fruit is the white, then you have the soft brown skin, then you have the compartments, which is very sharp and thick, and then you have the actual shell, which is very strong and very thick, and finally the green covering. So, of course, it's a deep concept, but we find by the Nevuah of Yehezkel, when Yehezkel saw Hashem, he saw a revelation of Borei Olam in his Nevuah. So, we hear, he tells us that the Novi, when he ascends by his Hasoga, his Neshama ascends to come to a level where he can see whatever a Novi sees, he has to first penetrate through all the clippers and then come to the Kedusha. So So he speaks there about four dargas of the klipa. Esh mislakachas, ruach seara, and an gadol. Three major klipas. And finally, called the mamadaka, a very soft voice, called the mamadaka, which is like the very thin, the fine klipa, which is on the fruit. We see the same thing, the Gemara tells about Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef was blind. And there was a kusi who wanted to make fun of him. He said, oh, you're going to make a bracha on the king? The king's coming to town. How do you know? You're blind. You don't even know. You won't even know when he's passing by. You can't see. So, you know. So he was trying to trick him. So when the king comes, first there's the cavalry. Then there's the chariots. Then there's the main bodyguards. And finally the king. So when the cavalry went by, the kusi said to him, "Nu, mech the brocha, nu, it's the king." He said, "That's not the king." Then the second time it was the chariots. He says, "Lots of noise, it's the king." He says, "No, that's not the king." Third time, it's not the king. Finally, the fourth time, it was quiet. Called the mamadaka, he made the brocha. He said, "Now it's the king." What's this about? It's like the Gemara says, Hazal say, Malchuta, Dirkia ke'en malchuta de'ara. The malchus of Shamayim is like the malchus in this world. So if HaKadosh Baruch Hu has kavechol surrounding the hasogas of Kedusha, there are four klippers, ruach se'ara, anan gadol, esh mislakachas, which are all very noisy, very dangerous forces, and finally are called the mama daka, it must be here also. So Rabbi Yosef knew when there was a lot of noise, this is the cavalry, these are the chariots, these are the bodyguards. He knew this is all this noise, the armor, the clinking, the clanging, it's not the king. But when you get to the call, the mama daka, then taka, after that, it's the king himself, and then he sent the brocha. So the Arizal says, that's why, what's the gather of the klipa in Torah? The gather is the kashas that we have in our learning. When we open up a sugya, immediately have kashas. You see, every nekuda in the sugya is difficult. The more you know to learn, the more you see the difficulties. And we look around, we see the rishoinim, we see the achroinim, we see how many each sugya, how many shverikites there are, how many kashas there are, how many stiras there are, how many difficult svaras. We have to work through them. These kashas, these difficulties in the sugya are from the achizas aklipa. And we have to break them. And the only way to break them is through Yegiyas HaTorah. To learn mamash with all your koiches, to be yageya, to be omol. That's why we find these musogim in Torah which are so difficult to understand. We speak about Yegiyas HaTorah, Amelis HaTorah. As the Pasuk says, Im bihokotai telechu, Hazal said, what's the pshat? Shitiyu amelim b'teira. It's not to say you don't read, you don't just browse through. It's not like you read anything, a book. Amelis, you need amelis mamis. Why? Because you have to smash through those clippers and get to the nekuda pnimis, which is the emes. And without yegia, you'll never get there. You're going to be always on the outside. On the outside. You'll never get into the emes. Lasuki shmaitse alibad hilchasa. To be able to mevara the sugya. Till the le'amita shel Torah mamish, to push aside all the sheker, all the wrong and the misunderstandings and misconceptions and the weak svaras, etc., etc., till you get to the emes. You need yegia. And that's the whole gather of yegia. It's like by luchos shnias, since the yetzer hara is inside of us, he's part and parcel of all that we do and even of our learning of Torah, because the Torah itself is kavyochel covered with these clippers, that we have to smash them and break through and get to the pre inside. So memele yegiyas haTorah is always at nine learning. So we should not be surprised when Hazal say zois haTorah odem ki yomus ba'ohel. Hazal learn out ena Torah miskayemes ena mimi shememis atzmo aleha. We have to really die over it. The pshat is you have to give completely of yourself, be yegiyas haTorah with all your strength, with all your might, to learn the sugyas, be yegiya. Then only you can break through all the klippas, all the sfekas, all the doubts, all the kashas, and get to the birur sugya la'amita shel halacha. And all this is to do taka with the inyan of of Golis Mitzrayim, that we were in Golis Mitzrayim to learn about our koiches, to understand ourselves that we have tremendous koiches. If we could ask people who went through the Holocaust or were in Siberia, and they can tell you of how they suffered, under what conditions they lived, and we think, Baruch Hashem, we're so comfortable, we're in such beautiful halls studying with wonderful tables and chairs, and everything is so comfortable. We have AC, we have heat, we have good food 3 times a day sometimes, you know, a tea break as well. Everything is so comfortable, so good, Baruch Hashem, that we can learn in such a way. But that doesn't take away from the fact that maybe we're not bringing out of our koiches maybe 15 or 20% of our potential. Chas v'shalom, if we were slaves, then they would know to take out 80%, 90%, 100% of our yecholes ha-yegia. So at least we should put it into our Torah willingly from ourselves, that Hashem has made it comfortable for us, that at least we will be misyageh in Torah with all our might and all our with all our soul, so we can understand Torah in its behiris, to understand Torah with clarity, with in tifkai, to know and understand the Torah as it should be learned. Tzlochem.